What's good, my people? Welcome to Messy Mac Radio. Yes, I said it. Messy Mac Radio. We starting a new podcast. Yes. What you are about to hear is just a snippet, just a little sample of what's to come. On this episode, we do have Key Baby as a special guest. We was just fucking around seeing what it would sound like. So we hope y'all enjoy it. Let us know what y'all think. Let's get into it. Okay, let's have a moment of silence now for one of the realest to ever do it. All right. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Messy Mac Radio. Y'all, she hitting weed for the first time in 17 years, so.
I pearled that motherfucker.
Okay, so.
Hitting like a runaway car.
This is our new podcast. We decided just to introduce ourselves and come to y'all. I, Macru, am the owner of MacruMade.inc. All money in, no money out. The MacruMade room, that's me too. MacruMade mix, that's me too.
Messy Macature.
That's us.
In conjunction
with Russell Red Entertainment.
Execute customs. What's that other shit called? Your other business.
Oh, we can't disclose.
Okay, we're not disclosing, but in conjunction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we are always gonna start it off with a quote of the day, and as y'all saw. I already heard that Nipsey Hussle will open our show. We always gonna start it off with a slap. You know what I'm saying? It might not be from Nip, but it's gonna be a slap.
Cause we came to get money.
Yeah. Now that I got it. Hate on that nigga.
Oh, you
supposed to finish. Well, that's our quote of the day. But anyway, let's get to it. Today's topic in the media. Miss told me that Wendy Williams has started drinking again.
Allegedly. Now, I've seen her pictures online. She's been hanging out with the young crowd, Black China, and she looks like she's
hanging out with Black China.
You know, her waist snatch and everything, but she looks like she's been getting fucked up. Sweaty, you know, she getting fucked by the young dick. Oh, excuse my language. Can we cuss her?
Yeah, we can. No.
You know what I mean? So, allegedly, we ain't just saying she, you know, relapse, but I heard on Hot 103 that they thought she backtracked. He said she needed to be at home with her kids.
My thing with Wendy Williams is she used to be a crackhead, you know what I'm saying? The bottle leads back to that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, I drink. I ain't trying to let. Well, yeah, I am leading back to old habits. Not crack, but you know, I need
the weed. She used to be a full-blown crackhead.
I believe it.
Yeah, so I don't want to see her, you know, go back down.
I want to see her live her life.
We're praying for you, Wendy. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Hope she riding that young dick.
That new nigga looked like he didn't want to be on camera, though.
It's jacked up that they like, he's a felon. Okay, why does that matter?
She from Jersey. She probably like hood
but
niggas.
But just because she got money, you ain't got to just say he a felon. You know how many of us fuck with felons? I don't. I'm married to a non-felon. But my baby daddy a criminal.
And they gonna start doing all that on here. We gotta cut that out. On Messy Mac Radio. Just cause it say Messy Mac Radio, everybody else calls her Missy or Melissa. But I call this bitch Miss, like Missy Morris from Kansas City.
Not
you
from
the
Messy.
Bay. You know what we talking about. She's a real fucking gangster in real life. But so anyway, she trying to start some funk up here, y'all. Okay. I don't understand what's going on. But okay, now for the music. Now, I've been feeling a lot of neo soul music lately. Like, I feel like we should have a listen to this. Have you heard anything new or this?
Yeah, I heard that new Messy. No, not Messy. I'm sorry. That new Mozzie.
Internal Affairs.
It's a must download.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got a few slaps. I listen to it at the gym and grind hard.
Why is he looking real grown on this cover? He got the leg out. You know what I'm saying? He hitting them angles on the profile. He looking real mannish right now. Shout out to Mozzie. Let's see. Let me just pick a song up there and see. Okay, I like Sada Baby. Let's see.
You heard that?
We're having a listening party. Missy Mac Radio, we having a listening party, baby. Okay, the beat kind of sweat. I can see myself driving and bouncing through it. This is not a lean back one. Oh. Y'all can see Ness in here twerking. She swears she don't got no booty, but
I got that dope sack.
She know the words already. She been listening to it all day, every day, y'all. Mozzie's voice just come in so...
He got a very distinctive voice.
Very distinctive voice.
That's why I like him.
Okay, so what we just listened to was Just My Luck featuring Sada Baby off that Mozzie Internal Affairs. But what I was just about to ask you, you know, we grew up with Missy Marvin, you know, click clack game, you know what I'm saying? But do you feel like Mozzie has taken the place of Missy Marvin? Because, you know, now Missy Marvin working for Mozzie.
He was on a CD. So I think he had a little setback, but he trying to come back. But I did listen to him a lot. Take his place, I don't know, but maybe it's his time.
I feel like it's his time, but I haven't fucked with Messi Morris since Cocaine Bellies. That's a very, very, very long time ago. Like last time I seen him, he was coked up, looking like Bill Cosby. He didn't even have no hair. He was looking like a turtle.
Well, the last one I seen, he had blonde hair because I follow him on Insta. Mm-hmm. But I don't listen to him a lot either. But, you know, for a long time, he wasn't putting that music out. And now that he is, I just... We older on a different vibe.
Yeah. Well, Mozzie winning right now, so... Yeah, shout out to Mozzie. I'm going to go listen to this on my own time.
Download Internal Affairs.
I'm a Spotify type of bitch. You know what I'm saying? Apple Music, cool. But they really don't fuck with me like I fuck with Apple, period. So I'm cool with that. Spotify on mine. Add me on Spotify. I'm going to plug myself the whole show. Is there something wrong with that, Missy?
No, nothing wrong with it. Shop Missy McAtour.
Shop Missy McAtour. Please. Custom facials available at the McLumay room as well. Oh yeah, I didn't tell y'all that I'm a licensed esthetician, so if you want to, you know, get your skin right, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself at the McLumay. Okay, y'all, so we about to get into some shows. I know everybody watch the shows.
Exactly.
Which shows?
Well, I don't watch all of them, but I watch a lot.
Okay, so fill me in on what's been going on, because you said you didn't watch Basketball Wives, and I'm kind of hurt about that, because they used to be our shit.
Well, I got a down.
That ass is big, and it broke the chair, y'all.
I got to download it on my DVR. I just haven't got to it. I record a lot of shows, so I kind of go in that order. Mm. But I'm very interested in this season. I've seen some clips, you know. Stuff's personal going on with Shawnee and Evelyn. Yeah. I see is back on there. Jackie's one of my faves.
She is my fave. Shout out to Jackie. She commented on my Instagram picture one time. She's a real boss out here.
Yes, she really is.
She's really a boss.
People try to portray her to be crazy on that show, and I feel like she's just enough crazy. Like, not saying I take her side with everything, but they make it seem like she's crazy. And some stuff be really going on where people really be approaching her. So, I don't know.
I've always liked Jackie. I can't stand fucking Jennifer. She's back again, starting shit. You know, somebody need to pop her in her fucking nose.
I can't stand Jennifer.
Throw a drink on her like her husband did. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a disrespectful one. She's very messy.
She's very bougie. And I can't say I don't like her as a person, but I don't like Evelyn on the show. I don't like her character at all, and if that's really her, I don't know if I apologize, but I can't vibe with her.
You can't vibe with her.
Or Jennifer.
I don't like Jennifer, no. I don't like Jennifer. I don't like Kristen.
I think there's a lot of them I really don't vibe with.
Yeah, I just like Jackie and Malaysia.
I love Malaysia and Jackie.
Shout out to Malaysia. She's very beautiful.
She really is. I can't.
And she stays calm. She reminds me a lot of me. Like, she's very calm until you get her to that point.
Exactly.
And once you get somebody to that point, speaking of that, that is going to be the topic for tonight.
Okay.
Pushing a motherfucker's butt. Getting no motherfucker to that point. Let's speak on that.
I wanna end the cap of the last thing, because when you said that somebody on that show that pushes people buttons that nobody ever thinks about is Shani.
Yes!
She's the silent one.
She's like a Yandy.
Yes. Right on
point.
And
we know y'all watch Love and Hip Hop.
So, yeah.
You know, the two correlate perfectly. They're one in the same.
Exactly. Like, they're strong
examples. They throw
their
rocks and hop their hands.
Exactly. Well put. So, that rolls into our topic. People do push buttons.
Yes. How far are you... I mean, what is the breaking point? Like, what is the morality standard before you snap the fuck out, is what I want to know.
Everybody's morality standard is different.
Yeah.
Because certain people are quick. They don't take nothing. Then it's the people that's like, tick, 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 boom. So, it's like, when did they draw the line? See, me, I'm the tick, 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 boom kind of person.
Dynamite.
Yeah, where I'll deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. And then, but there's some people that are like, hey, they're not taking it. So.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you in action. I'll see you in action. Shout out to Missy, man. Missy. Melissa. Witset. Mrs. Witset, honey. We was just talking about that the other day, how we first met. Y'all, we've been friends for like 15 years? 10 years?
It's a long time.
We met in 2007.
Yeah, so 12 years.
12 of them things.
Long time.
At 12 minutes.
That's a blessing sign. Mm-hmm. We're very blessed.
Yes, we are. But back to pushing people buttons. I just need people to understand that you have the power. You can't let nobody push your buttons.
At all.
You can't. If you let them push your buttons, then they have the ultimate control and the ultimate power.
And they've won. They feel like they've won.
They're going to continue to win.
You know, my mom taught me that. Mm-hmm. Like,
let's have a moment of silence for your mother, because she was such a beautiful soul. R.I.P. to Miss Mary McIntosh. I know she ups in heaven because somebody else is stepping on her feet or something.
But she really, thank you for that. But she really taught me stuff like that, like for real. Like, somebody had called me one time and they were very angry. And my mama was like, you know what, Melissa, calm down. Just, you know, let them talk. It's going to turn around. Laugh at it.
Yeah.
And I started laughing and I was like, you mad? And the whole energy changed where I ended up being happy and that person was very angry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really feed into it because they get energy off of you being mad.
Yes, energy is precious.
Yeah. Energy transfers.
It does. The only thing that does in the world.
And so, I'm a firm believer of people that push those buttons. And they do it intentionally to get that reaction so they feel like they have that power over people.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my theory.
Yeah, it's very, very, very well put. I feel like when you let somebody push your buttons, you're not necessarily showing that you're weak. I feel like you're necessarily showing that you're very self-controlled. You feel me? So we got a guest in the building. I'm gonna introduce yourself.
My name is Key Baby.
Kiss Clutches.
Mm-hmm.
Custom Clutches. So, Mace, what's up? See, that's the problem with people when they...
On the phone. Let me get off.
Let's talk about that for a second. People on their phone. I just wish it was a place I could go where I could just put my phone up and not even have to pick it up and be able to interact with it. know what I'm saying? Engagement.
I know exactly what you're saying. Well, you don't need it. Just slide it back.
Yeah, just put it on the charger in my case, because my shit always got to die or it's dead. So I just wish people would be able to, you know, pull away from the phone.
At least
you know that shit give you neck problems.
Mm-hmm.
It really do.
Yeah. Like, I catch myself from time to time, like, damn.
I didn't have to blow up the phone on my shit. It was like a granny
song. I got the bow ticks.
For me too. Like, you be like, damn, I didn't turn the brightness down on my shit.
But a lot of people get on their phones too much, just not even talking, but just in general. Like, the other day, I witnessed somebody have a fight, and the first people did was pull out their phone. Like, they ran it with their phone, like, literally towards the fight. And I'm confused, like, how you see a fight, and the first thing you do, pull out your phone.
Not break it up, but record it. Make a memory.
Yeah, and then they was hyping it up, kind of like some world star.
Yeah,
world star.
And guess what? That's the best way to catch a case. Yep.
Exactly, exactly.
It don't take going viral in this bitch.
So that's one of the things that people do with their phone besides getting on the internet. They post too much stuff on the internet that needs to be private.
Yeah, way too much stuff.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you gotta watch what you post in your social media. You know what I'm saying? And the way you use it, if you're using it for a business, A-OK, but some people just be all over the place. Like, 1 minute they be... I just can't stand... One thing I can't stand is when people ask for other people's opinion. Like, do you think I should do this? Yes or no? This one or that one? Like, you can't make simple decisions.
Exactly.
You don't know what you like, what you don't like. It's all based on what somebody else...
And...
Speak on it.
Going, it's kind of the same vibe. I don't like how, like, people be like, what somebody said. That's like relaying what somebody think.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, but such and such said this. So.
Yeah,
not necessarily like when I say he say, I mean as in like the co-signment. Like, well, even such and such think this. So they trying to basically validate what they think for what somebody else think. I know somebody that do it all the time towards, you know, me. So, like, such and such even said, I'm like, you know, I don't give a damn what such and such said.
I don't give a damn.
We talking about what you said.
Right.
So, that goes hand in hand with wanting people's opinions, like validating what somebody said. So, yeah. No. People need to be themselves, go off what they think, their word. Not what somebody thinks.
You'll be forever lost.
Exactly.
And you don't want to be lost, young lad. Please don't. You don't want to be lost out here in this world. There's a lot going on, and you need to be aware and awake of what's going on around.
Exactly.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
So, what about this upcoming election? Somebody's running again.
I don't plan to vote. No.
So do you not think your vote counts?
I definitely don't think it counts.
What?
It doesn't matter at all.
So you don't get upset when certain people win?
It doesn't matter who wins. She's okay. Gonna have to regardless unless she make a way for herself.
Well, I guess it's a good thing to think for somebody who doesn't go and vote. Because I'm thinking if ain't nobody gonna vote, they don't need to complain. But if you don't complain, it's like, hey, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I just have more different views.
Exactly.
When I see change, then I'll be a voter. Like, when people get in office and do exactly what they say that they was gonna do all that time when they was campaigning and doing all that, then I'll be like, oh yes, let's
go
vote.
None of them are gonna do that. They say that to get elected. They only can do certain things.
I was just gonna say, you gotta think too. At the end of the day, they still got bosses. They still got shit.
Yeah.
They can't.
They really
they
don't.
They
nobody really.
They ain't got pool like y'all think they got.
Exactly.
Pool.
Exactly.
And that's what I think with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if he
my
had the pool,
is,
he,
my
he
thing
would
is,
have a drastically changed. Like,
exactly.
He could have made weed legal. Niggas could have been getting money.
It is getting legal around a lot of places.
But when he was in office, he legalized gay marriage before he legalized weed. Not saying there's nothing wrong with it.
That's a hot topic. I don't really want to touch on it because they like to jump at your throat.
No, I'm just saying it's a perfect union, but so is weed. Okay. We can make money off weed. You feel me?
Yeah.
We can create income off of weed. Not saying anything against
that. I got investments in that, exactly.
Shit. That's something that's going to get you what? Some money. Mm-hmm. Love always wins, people. But money is what makes the world go right. Congratulations to everybody that got married. Hope y'all.
Amen.
Yes. All right. We back. Niggas had to go fix drinks again. So, just letting y'all know, all three of us are in loving relationships. Melissa, Mrs. Whitsett, is a married woman, so, you know, goes. Shout out to our niggas. We love y'all so much. But it's about to get real right here. This is just a disclosure. We talk about everything, y'all. We really do. Not even to brag, but I'm sitting next to one of the biggest priests that I ever met in my life.
I don't agree.
See? How would y'all know if they didn't speak up? So, we like to call this After Dark.
So, what's the topic?
The topic is threesomes in your relationship. Not just all willy-nilly in your relationship or marriage. And it's good that we have a married woman here. So we can get a perspective on, you know, when you lock it down, clank, versus when you just...
Well, if I'm going to just throw it right out there, I'm not having no threesome with my man.
I agree.
I totally agree.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree that it... And I'm going to just speak that I've heard certain situations where it has ruined. Because if you, you know... That's just opening a whole nother realm. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly. Some shit that, you know what a rabbit hole is. You don't want to go down the rabbit hole.
Exactly. I totally disagree with the threesomes in a relationship. Now, if you're single and you want to have a threesome.
Well, get to mingling. You know. It's on truths. It cracks.
When you're in a loving relationship, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm the type that if I say yeah, and if I see my man fucking the shit out of this girl and he's happy about it, I'm going to want to bust both of their heads.
Exactly. You're going to feel like you're in competition with her. Because yes. You never know. She might be freakier than you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And at the end of the day, they're going to be sneaking behind your back. And that's when
exactly.
The problems come. And that ain't good.
It's not good at all. It's not. And I just think because men are visual, so they go about what they can see and what they touch.
True.
Women are more feelings attached. So you fucking another bitch. The bitch, if the dick is good, she's gonna be
and she's gonna want to keep doing
kind
it.
Some way.
She gonna think he gonna leave you for her.
I think it's the same because your husband is not gonna want to see another man fucking you good.
Yeah. That is true.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They'll get the main topic
they'll say is that's some gay shit. That's some gay shit. But no, all in all, you can't picture another man fucking me good. Like
exactly.
So it's the same. I don't give a fuck if it is a woman. No.
Exactly. Because my thought is my man be like, hey, you want to, let's have a threesome with such a, or go get a girl. I'm be like, oh, no, let's go get a man.
Right.
Then. If that's the case. Not saying I want to mess with another man, right. But hey, I'm going to just throw it out there. Well, hey, let's go fuck this
if
guy then
what
first.
You want to do.
And let's see if it happens. It won't happen. No. He ain't having it. So.
I ain't allow it.
And my husband said he not into that shit anyway, so. I'm glad he ain't.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's ways that you can just keep it lit, though? You gotta keep it lit.
Maybe
you gotta
acting a little bit.
Acting a little bit.
Dressing up a little bit.
Dressing up a little bit.
And to me, it ain't like, I don't know if it's a freakier level, because if you doing, like, all the regular shit that people do, I don't know what's freakier than that. I ain't licking no ass.
Okay, let's give a round of applause. Ain't nobody licking no ass for
But you know, I'm talking about.
And I really don't even like my ass wet though. Like, I'm sensitive about my ass anyway because I don't have one. But
so it wouldn't make you feel like you was like special if you licked it.
No. I don't like the ass licking.
I don't know if I oppose somebody licking my ass. I'm saying I'm not licking ass. I'm not judging people. People do, but I'm not.
So
licking
she want her ass licked, but she said she ain't licking no ass, no. But she's open to it.
I'll take that wet Willie. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna put it with
Willie.
Okay. Let's get back to
the shout out to Hornitos. We seen it 3 times in a row, you know what I'm saying? So we just went ahead. It was
did she put her Hornitos in there?
I gave her some wine first.
You didn't want no hard liquor?
But guess what? We keeping it going.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a special guest in the building. Did I tell y'all it's Kiss Clutches?
Yes.
Key baby. Matter of fact, tell them about what you do. You know, campaign for your shit right now.
Okay, so I make custom clutches. Handmade. Fanny packs, basketball purses.
That's unique.
You know, it's clutches and more.
You got slides too, right?
I got slides. I got first slides. Not the slides that you see everybody wearing. They actual sandals, flip flops, some cute shit, some casual shit. Yeah.
Not the
ones a little bit with, more tasteful.
Not the ones with the hard bottom.
Not the ones that got that Nike slide.
That Nike slider. Okay, well, y'all go check
I'm
her out.
I'm gonna have to get me some slides. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she had the flip flop kind. You told me she made slides, but I didn't know. I want the flip flop kind. I like the kind that come between my toes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones
I got.
Yeah, I got a lot of regular slides, but them would be...
Oh, it's 1:30 in the morning on Saturday. Today's date is June 22nd. And we up all night like Too Short, baby.
Period.
Missy wanted to go out, and I'm just like...
I didn't want
to
go out.
I think we all in our 30s over here, y'all.
I didn't want to go out.
Even though we don't sound like it. I know I sound like I'm 12 years old.
Maybe that is.
But, you know...
Going to the bar. Is that considered going out?
Going out to the bar is going out.
Let's get on that topic.
What is
going out?
Okay, no, you know what? The bar, it just depends on what kind of bar. Yeah, you did spill that on your phone.
It's fucked up. But yeah, what is considered going out?
Going out is being in a social setting with so many people that you cannot hear, that you cannot walk freely, that...
See, I think going out...
I think going out is very fun.
When
I'm saying
going out, I think a club.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what
but
I'm,
if I go to a bar, to me, I'm not going out.
No,
if I'm going to a bar to drink.
I took that back.
Okay, because I was like, I wanted to go to a bar. I didn't want to go out.
Yeah, going to a bar because bars are cool because you don't got to dress up.
You got to dress up. You got to be A1. You go to a bar, you can go in your... regular clothes,
yep.
Be comfortable,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Get turned up in your regular clothes.
People
and
be pulling up with their work
that
clothes.
That was the vibe
on.
I was on going to the bar and not going out. That's why I said, so
you
what is going out?
You gotta walk a mile in heels.
So let's talk about going out.
Feet hurting like
what age do you feel like you just get out the face? Because me personally, I've been going out since I was 16, 17 when my sister's ID.
16, 17.
My best friend was getting her sister ID, her cousin ID.
I say 16.
When do you get tired of going out?
No, I say that 14 because I was at Club Candy.
Yeah,
okay.
Young as a motherfucker. Yeah, I was out around
16, 17. I didn't hit the club till about
18, 19.
That's when I was rebellious.
I don't regret it, though, because everything is not the same now. Mm-hmm. You don't have the last call. And let's back up. Even before the clubs, you had house parties.
Like, man, in the basement.
Y'all got kickbacks. We had
sweating
house
reps, sweat it out.
Exactly. Walk out here, sweat it out.
Wiggle that tail like your name was Flipper.
They never know that life.
Man.
It's different.
It's just different. The whole atmosphere is just different.
Because everybody is, what we're going to go back to is on their phones.
Yeah, and then they want to post every day.
Remember back even at Langston? Party. Remember when we went to Langston and them parties in the multi-center?
Shit. You know what we had cameras.
Girl,
we had cameras back then.
We weren't actually taking physical pictures.
Yes, that's what we did.
Or even a camcorder, but like just the phone shit going live.
Just everybody just
at the club.
People are gonna start falling off. I'm telling you.
We were sweating out. We might.
The only reason why, but you know, I know people gonna listen to this and they gonna say,
she always be on set when she go out. Because I be drunk, y'all. So I have to remember
you be on what?
I be drunk.
No, but you be on what?
Snack.
Okay, snack.
I'll snack when I have a really good night. Like, for example, if it was the all black party, shout out to Mark's, my barber, cracks every year. Scorpios in the building. But anyway, if I know it's going to be a night like that, I'm going to be fucked up. So I have to snap everything. So
you contribute to the internet.
I do. So,
but
I do.
Of myself.
But
that's
actually,
I
like to save them. Sometimes I don't even post them.
Oh yeah, you do.
You can't post shit in Mingles anyway. Sure. Everybody knows that. I'll take them so I can save them so I can post them later, like maybe months or years later.
I like to take pictures.
I don't
pictures
post
of
everything. I like to take pictures, but I don't post everything. It gotta be fucking cracking. Like
cracking.
Till my motherfucking battery go low. Like, that's how it gotta be. If I get out the club and my shit's still on 80%, 70%, that mean it wasn't cracking.
Nah.
I'm sitting here chilling.
I want to charge my shit up in here.
I would be like, I should have.
Like, where the plug at? Where the plug at, child? Be over there, like, hold my shit. Like, hold on, it's almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Time to get some chicken and go home.
Ooh. Shout out to whoever makes the chicken at Mingles. That shit is good as fuck. You be doing a good ass job. Flavorful.
Fire.
Reasonable.
Now, let's speak on DJs.
We just had an experience at a bar.
Shout out to all the DJs that keep the party popping and cracking.
Because if you playing some flat music,
but don't get me wrong, I'm finna keep it all the way 100.
Keep it 1,000.
Period.
Y'all need to do better.
Please.
I'm tired of hearing booty me down.
Exactly.
I'm tired of hearing the same shit.
Preach.
Like, I go to Texas and I get a little bit of everything and I'm turned the whole night. Like, no, I'm tired. Kansas is so late. The music is so late. Y'all don't play different shit. Like, I want to hear different shit.
Take
that
me
I've never
back
heard
to the
like,
day sometimes.
You know,
music makes you go back to the time frame.
I think we're
speaking
in a very slow environment here.
We
like,
are.
For me living in Cali, for the short time I did to here, it's a total different vibe. I think we slow. Like, slow on music, fashion, everything. Everything. It's sad. Even fragrances.
Yes.
This
nigga
said fragrance should be in abundance. And
shout
you
out to
Pooh. Like, hmm.
Pooh got the biggest perfume collection I ever seen. She got it lit at her house.
She always
real
be
real boss. Styles, my fabulous Janae. We love you, girl.
So, yeah, just... I enjoy myself, like, college days, younger days, kicking it, but it's different now.
Yeah.
Like, this young crowd is different. Like, okay, this young crowd having a swim party. They want to go swim, but I bet you all of them going to be in the water with their waterproof phones just... Are you actually swimming? Are you actually having fun? Like,
I guarantee you they're not getting their hair wet. None of that shit.
Like, they just want to be cute. And see, back in the day, if it was our time, it'd be different. Like, clubs, when I was at house parties and shit, I used to sweat my hair out, be just really having fun. I wasn't trying to be cute on the camera, but I really enjoyed my shit.
And you could really dance.
You could dance,
didn't even have to drink. Like, we were full off life.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We were really full off life.
They can speak for themselves. I used to smoke weed.
I used to smoke
and go to house parties.
at Lee Target.
But it was really
a y'all remember the boom boom life. Room? You remember the boom boom room?
No, I just remember that phrase of life. I didn't go to no boom boom. What is the boom
boom? Are you talking about a vibe?
No. It was
I'm thinking boom boom room, like it was a house
that used to always have parties.
I never went to the boom boom room.
Oh damn.
After a while, like until like when I got 17, I used to do stuff I wanted, but before then,
We moved into building parties. That's when them motherfuckers used to crack.
Short shorts, mini skirts.
Hey, the Rick West.
All that shit. Back to the DJs. Leon DJ Platinum. That motherfucker can rock a party. I believe he can rock an arena. He used to be the DJ at the last call.
He used to be the DJ at Langston.
Him and DJ Rocky Montana. They were the only two DJs in Kansas City that can be.
That just threw me for a blow.
How did it throw you for a blow?
Oh my goodness.
I remember specifically you in the multi-center bouncing that ass. Okay. So, we gonna cut it off right here. That was just a snippet of Messy Mac Radio. That was just a test run that we just did. We want to thank y'all for listening. Give us y'all feedback. We will try to air a show 3 times a week. Coming up, we're going to need some guests. Let us know if you want to be a part of a show, if you want us to call you and do an interview, if you want to call in. Can only get better from here. Thank you for tuning in to Messy Mac Radio. Yup, this bitch.